I give thanks to Father God who's been with this mission trip to Mongolia. I would like to give thanks to Senior Pastor who embraced us with his love, and Pastor Soojin Lee and Mrs. Bonglin Lee who supported us with the prayers. My sincere thanks should go to all of you who prayed for us. Before the mission trip, Pastor Soojin Lee said, "Our members in Mongolia have been fasting and praying for a long time. So she advised me to fill up justice. So I remember how Senior Pastor prepared for his crusade. And I remember the Pastor Soojin Lee who prepared for the Divine Healing Meeting. And then Pastor Soojin Lee gave me another advice. It was that I had to ask God for necessary things in detail, such as the names of the diseases and the problems. And when the day that I had to depart came, I could recall the works and the mission works of Senior Pastor all the more. We arrived at Genghis Khan Airport in Mongolia after 3 hours and 4 minutes flight time. And we were greatly welcomed by Mongolian members. They put on the traditional clothes and they played the traditional instruments. I could understand how much they prepared for this mission trip with a longing heart. Missionary Park Jae-rik said, as we are experiencing the moment of blessing, they thought about the refinements of the forefathers and the Lord, and they came to trust Senior Pastor all the more. To meet God, who is light, first, in other words, if you meet God, who is light, you can see signs and wonders of God. At the time when the mission trip team left for the airport, God showed a circular rainbow. Before the trip, weather forecast said that it would be cold in Mongolia. But during the mission trip, God blessed us with the warm weather. I was told that the temperature would be below zero. But I didn't carry winter clothes. I just packed a little big thick padding coat to see the moving stars during the night. And Father God blessed us with the good temperature and good trip. And the snow came down before we arrived there, so there was no dust. Instead, we saw the clear, crispy air and a beautiful sky. Bjorgen, whom we met at the airport, said she visited Gethsemane Prayer Center with other students in 2017, and she shook hands with Senior Pastor. Since then, she came to live a diligent Christian life. She could speak Korean, right? And then she won various medals in dance in a competition, and in a competition for Korean fluency. And since she was born in 2004, she was born with through the Senior Pastor's prayer, and she's never been sick. She's never been to hospital. On May 17th, Friday, a handkerchief prayer meeting was held in Ulaanbaatar in the Manmin Church. And after I heard about what happened to Senior Pastor that day, I prayed to God, Father God, thank you for having me wait for the great twist. Thank you for sending me to this sick mission trip to Mongolia. Show me the amazing works. Please work through the handkerchief the Senior Pastor put it on. Please show us good news so that it can make our members in the Manmin Central Church happy. And let Mongolia Manmin members see how Father God loves our Senior Pastor. Let the demon possessed be free from demons. And then let the deaf come to hear, the mute come to speak, and let the blind come to see. Let them receive a prayer that transcends space and time and receive answer. Let them see the power of God so that they can be healed of diseases that the medical medicine cannot heal. Let them be one with mommy members. please, if I'm short, let me empty myself. But work through the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. Please listen to pastors of prayers of Pastor Su Jin Lee and Mrs. Bong Lin Lee and my mom in congregation. And then please work for my Mongolian mom in church. I prayed like this. And then during the mission trip, I realized why Pastor Su Jin Lee advised me to pray in details. Our mission trip team prepared for the handkerchief prayer meeting, along with the dance in the worship team in Ulaanbaatar and the Mongolia Mamin Church. They prepared themselves by watching the dances and the worships on the video and on TV. And they learned all the details by the instruction of the Sound of Light Chorus members, so they could get along well in a very short period of time. On the first day, I had a conversation with Sound of Light Chorus. There was a great rain during the India Crusade. There was a heavy rain. The Performing Arts Committee were all soaked in water. But till the last minute, they waved at those members. But Pastor Su Jin Lee asked them to wave at those people of India. And then they could see their eyebrows got messed up, and then all the makeups got messed up. But as they looked at themselves on the mirror, they realized that this is the duty of the mission trip team. So that's what I told to the mission trip to Mongolia. And please take care of souls and try to have more conversation than before. And there was a Banubatar deaconess, who is a professor in university. He wanted to go to Russia to get a doctoral degree. And, he worked so hard for 5 years to get a doctoral degree in university in Russia. But, he was kind of dilemma, whether he had to go to Russia or to stay in Mongolia Mamin Church. But I told him to choose the way to help him live a better Christian life. Then he prepared for the handkerchief prayer meeting, and he worked so hard for our mission trip. And you saw his missionary, her testimony in Mami magazine, and he was greatly blessed now. And the Sound of Light Chorus did a great job, and their worship and the sings and praises were so great. And then, as you can see on screen, she was a daughter to the lady who appeared in Mami magazine last week. She, prayed in many tears, and then she actually did that before the handkerchief prayer meeting. There was a lady, the deaconess, who worked so good in tailoring and in making dresses. And we could see the wives to the missionaries worked so hard, and they did a great job. So it made us full of the Holy Spirit. And then they were actually leading the Daniel prayer meeting according to, following the Mamin Daniel prayer meeting in Mamin Church. And through the praise and worship, we were able to see that Mamin is one. And just like we do in second half of the Friday All Night Service, everybody got up and they sang praises with tears, and they could open their hearts wide. Well, I was told that the pronunciation of our praise team was so good, but the local people, loved it so much. They said, they thought they were the born Mongolian people. They said the pronunciation of Mongolian is so different. So it's not easy to write down their pronunciation. However, our team practiced so hard so that their pronunciation can be close to that of the local people. And they actually listened to the local people's pronunciation and they practiced it. Just as senior pastor asked us to sing praises in their local languages, we did that. I preached the message under the title of Blessings When You Walk in the Light, based on 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Let me tell you what I said. Father God is our Father who gives us answers and blessings. So, to receive answers and blessings, we got to meet God. To meet God who is light, we have to live in the light. However, sins belong to the darkness. That is against our Father God who is light. So, untruth, unrighteousness, these are all in the darkness. So, but Father God has no darkness at all. He is perfect light 100%. And He wants His children to live and walk in the light 100% like this. Because in the spiritual realm, we become slave to the one we belong to, and we make ourselves submissive to. Romans 6:16 says, Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness. Father God wants us to become the children of God, children of light. Even our biological father wants, our biological parents want, want us to be united as one, right? And that's what Father God wants from us. He wants us to share true love with Him, and He wants to be very close to us. So if you live in the light, the authority of darkness cannot come to you. Even if you say, you have been in the darkness, now come out to the light, then the darkness that surrounded you will go away. All the diseases and poverty will go away also. You will find the way to blessing, and you will receive answer from Father God who is light. If you commit sin, and if you were in the darkness, repent right away and come to the light. Then you can, darkness will go away from you, and you will have all your problems solved. I, give the testimonies of senior pastor to the members, After he met God, after he knew the will of God, he lived only by the word of God. He cast off every form of evil. Through countless prayers and fastings, he tried so hard to resemble Father God who is light. When he did that, Father God gave our senior pastor the authority of the light to cast out darkness. That was the power that belongs to God. Through that power, he is preaching the gospel to whole souls. Counting the souls that Father God is alive, and Jesus Christ is the only our Savior. He proclaimed that the Bible is true, and there is the final judgment, and there is heaven and hell. When he prayed in the name of the Lord, the blind came to see, the deaf came to hear, mute came to speak, the crippled stood up and jumped, and all the incurable diseases were healed. Demons were cast out. When the light comes, darkness go away. That's why such things took place. When we command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy, devil, and Satan go away. All the diseases and problems that the enemy, devil, and Satan brought to us go away too. And I told them that there was a divine healing meeting from January till April in 2019. Pastor Soo-jun Lee prayed on behalf of senior pastor. And there were great works of God's power. People who could not see came to see. The one with the Parkinson's disease were healed. Even the one who suffered from the Hansington disease was healed. Demon possessed were, demon free. And the people around the world received in the healing works transcending space and time. And I told them such works will take place too. After the message, I gave them time for repentance. And I prayed with the handkerchief. Many people testified. Mission team members, you know, did their duties well. But there were members who helped their testimony, who registered their testimony, who took picture of them, you know, who helped other, you know, testimony givers. You know, deaconess, senior deaconess Brenda Cho, who helped me, who, you know, works in the International Mission Bureau, works so hard to translate, for translation and interpretation, along with, you know, Deacon Han Chung Han. Our mission team did the jobs to fill up what they were short of. Elder Mamung Bok was too busy to collect all the testimonies. As you saw in Mamung magazine, we actually received the testimonies of the members in Mongolia. There were so many people who received the healings and blessings through senior pastor's prayer on the screen. And then we went there, and after the handkerchief prayer meeting, senior deaconess, Brenda and the members of the Sound of Light Chorus, helped so many people who testified to their healings. So let me share some of the testimonies. It was the testimony of, Erdin. Due to the after effect of car accident in 2017, she suffered from an epilepsy and blood circulation problem. She would pass out one or twice a week because of this. Once she passed out, she woke up 2 or 3 hours later. But at this time, she woke up right after the handkerchief prayer meeting. But I didn't feel easy. So I talked to her on Sunday. I told her that you gotta live in the light and you gotta live by the word of God. But I didn't feel that you worked like that. So please keep the Sunday holy. And I told the missionary Anghimbayar to, plant faith in her. I had that conversation. She, passes out once or twice a week. And then she became unconscious for 2 to 3 hours like that. But, you gotta help her to live a beautiful Christian life without passing out. And she promised to live a good Christian life. After the handkerchief prayer meeting, I was told that she has not in the passed out, and then she now can digest well. After the handkerchief prayer meeting, deaconess Elutol drove us to hotel. She said, she couldn't come to church after she got married. I met her every day, almost virtually every day. She registered to Mamun Church 2007. After she received the senior pastor's prayer through internet, she got a job as an aero engineer in an airport. She was just one ordinary Mamun member. Every day, she attended the meetings with tears full in her eyes. And then through the Divine Healing Meeting by Pastor Sejin Lim's prayer, she received in the tongue prayer. She looked so happy. She said that now she could pray in tongue. On May 18th, we visited missionary Batzorik in the Batzorik's home. And I met, his son, 9-year-old, Baritgel, and his daughter, Salanga. And then the child, Baritgel, he was 26 months old. He put, left hand in the boiling hot pot. And then it was a second degree burn. But the missionary sprayed in the one sweet water and prayed with the handkerchief. And through GCN, he received the senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen every week. And then he was healed. you know, while giving the visit, you know, he had a so longing heart to attend the service. Now, he set the great example for all the Sunday school children. Now, his daughter's six-year-old daughter, you know, didn't leave the place but attended the meeting. The missionary showed me the pictures. The albums were full of the pictures of Manmin events and missionary events. He misses senior pastor so much. He misses senior pastor so much at Manmin Church. And I could see how much, you know, he misses, you know, senior pastor in Manmin Church. He has written 703 letters so far. His heart was full of love and longing heart. And I could see, you know, his eyes were, you know, welling up, saying that he was missing Pastor Soo Jin Lee and Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. You know, not all Hasu Ren sister, you know, who served for snacks, they came from the place which was 1,023 kilometers away. She got in heart in the stomachache, but after the handkerchief prayer meeting, the pain was gone. Now she wishes, you know, to come to Manmin Missionary School, Manmin Mission School. So I told them to speak Korean well. And the first of all, you can have come, and then you have to come to Korea. At lunch, we met Deaconess Borma and her son, and Atang Shagai. And her husband, Shuhunam, was the cell leader of Seoul Central Manmin Church in the foreign mission. That's the picture that I took when I came to Korea. And, you know, his son, brother Amura Sanghyang, goes to college in Seoul right now, and he was studying in a missionary, a theological seminary. Deaconess Borma is a recognized Tuvan language interpreter and Mongolia national broadcaster. Tuvan language is the language used by, you know, Tuvans who lives in Russia and Mongolia. She has a mission, a vision for her people. Brother Artang Shagai is learning Korean and Mongolian interpretation, and then he wishes to work for Father God. In her entire family, and then she and her husband, and then her sons in Mongolia, in Seoul, Korea, you know, they all want to work for Father God's kingdom. The second son was in the study in Seoul, but you know he wanted to help, you know, his mom. After lunch, we moved to Mongolia Manmin Church, you know, seeing a circular rainbow in the sky. There were church leaders meeting and the members meeting in the Mongolia Manmin Church. I delivered the message under the title of "Stay in Love," and then look at things by faith. And when I prayed for their tongue prayer, and then the members of the Sound of Light Chorus also helped us. They spoke in the language, they spoke in the Mongolian language, but soon they were able to speak in tongue. During the prayer meeting, however, one member got stiffened and fell down. But you know, when she received the prayer, the evil power was gone, and she rose up and she sat down. Malachi 4:2 says, But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall. Those with spiritual eyes could see the healing light. It goes out like in a razor beam. At the second level of the power of God, the light works for the demon-possessed and the people who are under the work of Satan, and they can be free from the darkness. Among the autism victims, their people are under the authority of darkness. These kind of works are due to the fact that they don't live by the word of God. But if they live by the word of God and rejoice always and give thanks in all things, you know, they can be free from that kind of disease. But when they don't rejoice, when they don't give thanks, and when they hate others so much and ill feelings in their hearts, and when they have some negative feelings and some, you know, hot temper, then that kind of, you know, some mental diseases can come to them, right? But once they in the cast of such things, they can be free from such diseases. Sunday afternoon, I met him again. I met her. I could see her trembling because of her fear. So I met her, and then I realized what made her like that. After her mother passed away 2 years ago, she got hurt in her heart, and then the devil came into her. So she suffered from depression. But she is healed now. She could see people well. She make good eye contact when she enjoys conversation. She said she is so happy to live a Christian life. When you met God, who is light, you can circumcise your heart and come to the light all the more. After the leaders' meeting, I could hear the testimony of the deaconess in Burma. Because of the husband in the mistake, she got gonorrhea. But after she attended the special prayer meeting, which was led by Mrs. Bonlin Lee, she received the prayer and then her disease was gone. After the examination in the hospital, she checked that she was confirmed that she was completely healed of gonorrhea. I was told that even though you are healed of this disease, that disease remains in the blood. However, she got no sign of the disease. She was completely healed. Now, she requested prayer for the job. After the prayer of senior pastor, she was promoted 3 times in a year. Now, she became the representative of the work where she works for. For the blessing of moment of Mommy Center Church, she gave 21-day fastings. And there were more in that church. And her family had a lot of testimonies. The father, her son, Atsubayar, at the age of 30, was a new Christian. He got a job in a company in the United States, but the contract didn't go well. So he received my prayer to go to the United States. So whenever I met him, I told him, I had a talk with him, and then I prayed for him whenever I met him. I wanted to plant faith in him. I helped him to meet God. Even though the contract has been delayed, once the contract is made, you got to believe that Father God helped you. So you have to believe in Father God well. Even though you go to the States, you have to listen to senior pastor's messages through the internet. And you got to live a good Christian life by circumcising your heart. I explained. And then he kept the Sunday holy. He worked so hard for the church. And May 21st, the moment I left the Mongolia, he worked so hard. The next day, May 22nd, he got a visa. And he landed on the United States on May 29th. And her daughter, sister, Woo Sizin, was healed of, skin, allergy after receiving Pastor Soo Jin Lee's prayer during the Divine Healing Meeting. And there was Ang Toya, sister to Deaconess Burma. She came to the church from her house. Her house was 2,000 kilometers away. Except time for meal, she drove for 2 days. And then during the handkerchief prayer meeting, she was healed of stomach disease. And Tamar Achir, his family lived where from the church 850 kilometers away. And there was a baby, a month old. And then after receiving my prayer, the son got healed of, cold. And then there was a daughter at the age of 2. She suffered from chicken pox. Due to high fever, she couldn't sleep well. After receiving prayer, she made a call to her at home. And then the fever was gone, and then her skin got clean, and then she was singing praises with joy. So she didn't take any medicine. And then her friends are still suffering from chickenpox. Now she is playing so well now, without any problem. The work transcending space and time is one of the works of God's power. Actually, the fourth level of power. If you read Mark chapter 7, verse 24 and onward, there was a lady who had a baby who was demon-possessed. Then she asked Jesus to pray for daughter. Then Jesus told her that the demon was cast out. She came back and she realized that the demon was gone the moment Jesus prayed. Now, this family who lived 850 kilometers away from the church came to church by faith, and Father God worked through His power transcending space and power, transcending space and time. Now, they also received a tongue prayer, and they are praying so hard well. He got the visa to come to Korea as a worker, but due to HB, he couldn't get a visa. Now he got healed. Now he was able to apply for visa to Korea. There is another testimony. There was Namung Dari at the age of 20. Deacon Meng Hyeot, who's welcomed us with the barbecue, received his niece, Mamung Dari. But she married to Chinese. But, she suffered from some violence of her husband, so she couldn't come to church. But after receiving the prayer, she got help from the Mongolian embassy, so she got passport well, and now she is preparing to come to Mongolia back. Miss Ondarahu, she got Parkinson's disease in 2003. But when, she received handkerchief prayer meeting in 2017, she felt good. Now, she could walk well. She could manage her everyday life. However, when she received the prayer in 2017, she thought to herself that this is it. This is where I could get. Now, I can walk. I can live an everyday life, but I cannot stop taking medicine. I still have some headache left. So I told her, Father God can heal you completely, but there is a reason that he is, left something for you. To be entirely healed, you have to repent of, getting angry at your husband and then give thanks and rejoice. That's what I told her. And she said, that's right, that's right, that's what I did. And when I prayed for her, her husband cried. And then after the handkerchief prayer meeting, she said, she got much better. There was a man who came to speak. Her son prayed and fasted. And I could see his heart got opened. He suppressed his ill feelings in heart. He passed out three times due to cerebral apoplexy. I told her that if you repent, Father God will work for you. Then she started to repent. After the prayer, she said, Senior Pastor, thank you. I love you. Father God, thank you. I love you. She was able to speak. As you can see on screen, now she can walk much better. Well, we were so touched at that. The sound of light chorus shed tears looking, seeing that scene. Now she is taking care of her neighbor, and then she asks other members and other people to live a good Christian life, and then she is so bright now. After this mission trip, Father God who works, that's what I realized. And the Manmin members around the world work so hard to be sanctified, to go to New Jerusalem. I realized that that's Manmin. I had a meeting with the family of Deaconess Ariona. The family said that we miss Mrs. Bonglim Lee, we miss Pastor Sujin Lee and Dr. Esther Chung. Over the table, I told them what they needed. Well, senior pastor told me once that you should never listen to anybody before you visit the member. You gotta pray and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit before you visit members. When I visited members as a pastor, I could hear the voice of the Holy Spirit who gave me all the necessary things. And that's what I experienced again when I went to Mongolia mission trip. And then I could hear them, did my husband told you about that? Did my wife tell you about this? Then I realized, Holy Spirit told me all this. And that's what I experienced in Mongolia mission trip. Even though, they speak different languages and they have different culture, the Holy Spirit told me all the necessary things. The reason that, the member was not completely healed was that due to, her anger and ill feelings. And you gotta get rid of that. That's what I heard from, the Holy Spirit. Now, there was many members in the family, but when I prayed for her, prayed for her family, they received the blessings. Her father, Ang Taibang, told him this. During my prayer, I could feel that you have strong ego. You insist on your own idea to others. Do you know that? And he said, that's right. And then I told him that when I pray for you during the prayer meeting, that I said that you believe yourself than the truth. Do you remember? And he said he remembered. And after the visit, he said, no one told me about that. No, I've never listened to anyone. But thank you for helping me discover myself. Now I want to be a soft person. He realized that, he now understood what he had to fix. The family told me such things. I was not that kind of person, but now I want to change myself. The mother said, she repented of her past life. And then that's actually what I told her, and I actually told her to live her life in thanks. And I told her brother to understand people well and repent for not embracing people well. Some of them looked so gentle, but they had some ill feelings in their hearts. And I asked her, some of the members to understand her husband well and speak wisely. And they were all surprised. So Father God wants all Mami members to be sanctified and come to New Jerusalem. And that's why the Holy Spirit is helping me what they are, what they need. Now, there was a lady by the name of Zargar. She was not a Christian yet. But, she heard that, a deaf and mute was healed to speak and hear well. So, she got surprised and she put it on her blog on the internet. And her friends got surprised. So when she, you know, came to that meeting, and I told her that, concentrate on Father God. And the missionary Batsarga told me that, you know, she believes in all gods. So I told her, Father God is the only God. Where could you find that a man and a woman who could not have a baby got pregnant and had their, you know, babies? Father God is working through Mamin like this. I could see in her heart got opened wide, and then she confessed that she could manage a good Christian life. At Sunday morning service on May 19th, I delivered the message under the title of Let Us Prepare Oil Well. In the handkerchief prayer meeting, I preached about in a faith with the scripture based on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. 50 new people newly registered, and more than 150 newcomers and long-term absent Christians attended. It was a different atmosphere from the handkerchief prayer meeting on Friday. Those new people sat in the front. You know, they've never heard the praises by Sound of Light Chorus and then the praise members of Mongolia Mamin Church. And while watching the Power of God in the video documentary, and they got so surprised because they are new to church. And then many sick people received the prayer when I prayed with the handkerchief. I delivered the message about spiritual faith and fleshly faith, and I asked them to repent, and I prayed with the handkerchief. Deaconess Toya came to heal well. She couldn't hear from 2008. But after her handkerchief prayer meeting, she now is able to hear well through the right ear. Naran Chimek, at the age of 64, got pain on her back and legs, but the pain were all gone. Before the prayer meeting, you know, she fasted a meal a day for 20 days. And when she got prayer, and she had heat stroke her. Bira, at the age of 62, felt that in the right leg and the food became very light. Oyon Chechek, she was new. She suffered from rheumatism for 20 years. But after the prayer, she felt easy at her heart and the pain on her back was gone. Now, she came to anniversary in great pain, but, you know, she could walk well. And she could walk home alone well. And Namdar is at the age of 65. He fell down. But due to the cerebral, you know, brain bleeding three times. So, but after the prayer, you know, he could walk well and he could move well. Bayar at the age of 76. He got, you know, operation twice due to his heart. But after receiving prayer, you know, she could, you know, I mean, he could move her arms and in hands well. Ulzi Otsura, at the age of 73, came to see light through her almost in the blinded right eye. She fasted to come to prayer meeting, and she attended Daniel prayer meeting every day. When she received handkerchief prayer meeting, she could see light through her right eye. Now, her eyesight is getting better and better. Pureb, at the age of 65, you know, he is a father to missionary Basarik. The veins in his leg came to be normal after the handkerchief prayer meeting. The pain disappeared and he came to walk well. He got operation due to the blood tube on his leg. But after the handkerchief prayer meeting, the blood vessel got better and became normal, and there was no more pain. And Bat Jagang, at the age of 59, She is the wife to the one who, due to the arthritis, she couldn't walk since, you know, December 2018, but after the prayer, she got healed. She got no more pain at all. And then, you know, there was a daughter, Narangwa, received the prayer, and then she attended in the singing contest, and she got the grand prize after the receiving, after attending Hankyu prayer meeting and receiving prayer. Cholongjap attended the anniversary service, and on behalf of her daughter, she received the prayer. Then, and after the receiving prayer, her daughter won the victory in the volleyball games. Erden Chimek got, you know, examination in hospital, and then she discovered that her one kidney got filled up with water. But after receiving handkerchief prayer meeting, she got hit on her body, and then she felt well. After the examination in hospital, her two kidney stones, her two kidneys are clean and healthy. A deaconess Hisect, who prayed for 21 days. Through divine healing meeting led by Pastor Soo Jin Lee, she was healed of an allergic in the cough, in the back pain, and insomnia. She invited 10 new members, and they all registered. On May 21st, we visited in the Genghis Khan Square. And then there was no wind, only the breeze, and then we expected to have a great meeting the next day. At lunch, we had a lunch with the missionary Anghebar. He said he wanted to come to summer retreat this year, and he wanted to do more job through YouTube. We moved to Terzi to see moving stars, and we visited a member living in a Ger by the name of Chewol Deruz, who suffered from pharynx cancer. Doctor said, he couldn't, drink water, and then not many days left for him. But after he attended Mongolia Manmin Church and then receiving prayer, he could drink well. And then he was able to eat, eggs, and there was no pain at all. And then after he went back to, his Ger, he was able to lamb. His wife, Badam Garap, could walk well after receiving Pastor Hengyam Lee's prayer in 2017. This year, even the pain on her knee were gone. And, hit her knees. And then she said, after the 2017 Hankyu prayer meeting, she got rid of, canes. And then this year now, even pain was gone. Even though, they live in a Ger 2-hour driving from the church, they come to church. It wasn't pleasant driving, but they come to church by driving 2 hours every day to come to Daniel prayer meeting and to come to Sunday. And, they wave at us until they couldn't see us. Now, we arrived at Terzi. Bingung Zayar could not hear, but after the prayer, in 2017, he was hit by a man. But so her face got swollen and got changed. And But after she heard that there was an anniversary service, he fasted and received my prayer on screen. And then after the receiving prayer, the pain was gone on his face. And then he now even able to hear through his right ear. After the handkerchief prayer meeting, I came to Seoul, right? And I still receiving calls of their testimonies. Testimonies of healing and testimonies of blessings. I could hear well, I could see well now. After we arrived at the Terzi, and then, I was told that missionary Batsarga, wanted to show us a rock. Well, then we went there and saw the rock. Because after he came to Batsarga, he realized that the rock, very similar to senior pastor's look of praying. And then we rode on horses along with members of the Sign of Light Chorus. The sister said, they were afraid of riding, but after receiving prayer, they could ride horses well. The horses got different characteristics, right? So, we rode horses about an hour. That they are in the Batsarik and Anghambayar. Because they ride horses from they were kid, they were riding horses very well. And then our sisters wanted to ride horses like that, but and there must be a guide all the time holding the horses. And our sisters wanted to go alone, and then we rode horses. And the guide said, he said he's been a guide for long years, but he's never seen a team. He wanted to ride horses on their own, even the riding a running horse. And our mission team, said that, it was a great plane, right? Mongolia, Mongol plane. But thanks to the blessing of our Father God, we were able to Mongolia into this great plane, and we were able to ride horses. They said, they were so thankful for that. And then we watched the moving stars. We saw beautiful stars, moving stars. We could see those stars, sky, much closer there. We thought about our members, our God, and our senior pastor. After the watching stars, we went to airport, and many people came to the airport to see us off. They said they miss senior pastor so much. Mrs. Bonlin Lee and Pastor Sujin Lee. Especially, let me tell you about the Enghema. Her father was under the control of the darkness. 2014, she felt something uneasy came into her. After that, she got naked anytime, and she sang songs. She fought with her family. She was treated in a hospital. But a few months later, she came back to normal. After delivering baby, she got another mental disease. And it was even worse. She couldn't even recognize her husband and the child. After the treat in the hospital, she got better, but she was under depression. Then, by the lead of her friend, she attended anniversary service of Mongolia Manmin Church. While receiving handkerchief prayer, she felt something was leaving her. Then she felt at ease and she could sleep well. She was healed and she was free from the work of the darkness. She couldn't speak with people, but now she can have conversation with people. She now registered to Mongolia Manmin Church. There is another testimony. After she delivered the baby, she took a very strong medicine, so she could not give in the breastfeed to her child. And even worse, there was a poisonous gas inside the room, so there was a problem with the child's brain. However, after the handkerchief prayer meeting, the child could sleep well. The weight got increased. And she received my prayer at the airport. Now she can give, her child in the breastfeed. And then she started in the period again. After this, we came to Korea. Inside the airplane, I gave thanks to Father God for three things. I was grateful for the fact that Father God was always with us. He manifested great signs and wonders. He protected us in His great and delicate love. Second, our Manmin members experience Father God's signs and wonders in His power every time. So you must be thankful all the time. I was so grateful that I could help the members of Mongolia Manmin Church and Ulaanbaatar Manmin Church to feel their shortages to come close to sanctification and spirit through prayer and counseling. Through this holiness gospel, we discover ourselves every time. I used to get, anger and jealousy. Well, what I was thankful for was that the members in Mongolia, I couldn't have a long conversation with them, right? But I told them that you got this anger, you got this jealousy, you got this darkness, you got to get rid of them. And they said, that's right, that's right. I am such a man, I'm such a woman. You're right. They repented right away and they shed tears while listening to me. I was so thankful for them doing that. That's what our Manmin members are doing. Manmin members want to cast off evil. They want to be good children of Father God, right? During the period of this, period of blessing, our Manmin members try to move hearts of others, to give sweet talk, to please our Father God through, speech of goodness. Our forefathers of faith and our Lord faced this kind of refinement and hardships. But they only gave thanks. But did I think about the Lord and other forefathers? Did I give thanks? Father God, I didn't give thanks. Please help me. I want to give thanks and rejoice just like our Lord did. Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, they think about our Father God and the Lord only, even though they were under great hardships and refinements. Then I realized that, after this mission trip, members in Mongolia Manmin Church, they miss Mrs. Bong Lin Lee, Pastor Mi Young Lee, because they miss Mrs. Bong Lin Lee just because she resembles senior pastor. And the Manmin members, Mongolia Manmin Church members, and they asked me to say hello to Mrs. Bong Lin Lee. They miss Mrs. Bong Lin Lee because I resemble Mrs. Bong Lin Lee. Say thank you to Pastor Su Jin Lin, please. They all said that. I told missionary Batzerik and Anhui Bayar to pray more to withdraw God's power and authority of God's word. They said they wanted to be sanctified. They wanted to cast off all evils. But they didn't pray for, you know, withdrawing power of God. But after having meeting with me, they realized that, you know, they have to pray to become, you know, great, you know, missionary of Father God's power. They miss Manmin. They love Manmin. They love Manmin so much. But they realize now that what they need to increase faith of their members. They were talking about YouTube broadcasting and mission works through the internet. There were so many people who were evangelized as well that, you know, I couldn't see. And they said they are asking them to listen to the Word of God through the internet. Now, I was thankful that the mission team members worked as one and they carried each other in every field so that, you know, they could encourage the Christians. They were so thankful for being able to look back on themselves. Even though they had to take a rest, you know, they worked so hard to deliver good news to our members. They tried to find the goodwill of Father God. They shed tears all the time. They received grace along with Mongolia Manmin Church members. So I was so thankful for them too. I give thanks to Senior Pastor who embraced us with his love. I also give thanks to Pastor Sujin Lee and Mrs. Olin Lee and all the congregation of Manmin. I also give thanks to members of Mongolia Manmin Church and Ulaanbaatar Manmin Church and missionaries Bak Jerig and Ang Hun Bayar who prepare for the mission with in the prayers and fastings. While I was with them, even though I was short of many things, he remembered, you know, Senior Pastor. This is what I prayed. The mission works of Pastor Sujin Lee and how she lived her life to do her mission jobs. That's what I remembered in my prayer. And I asked Father God to help me. And my members, you know, prayed for me. I remember that. So, Father God, please remember the prayers of Mami members and so be with us and help us. With that prayer, we had the good mission trip. As I was delivering this message, I am preparing for this message. I was thankful again that Father God is working with Mami so much like this. As I told you earlier, as Sujin Lee told me to pray in details. Then I prayed like that. The demons go away, and I even remember the names of the diseases. You know, let the deaf come to hear, let the mute come to speak. That's what I prayed for. And then whenever I heard the healing testimonies of those who were healed of the deafness and the blindness, then I realized that Father God heard my prayer and then He worked through them. So I give thanks to all of you who prayed for me. And please pray for missionaries, not only in this country, but for those in all over the world.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.